This is the beginning of this next section of Word and Life, and we've got a few business things to take care of. Tom just told me that over the holidays something happened with the microphone in the back.
The wireless
is not working. So we have he brought something that it sounds like it's working. I can hear myself. Can you hear me?
Yes,
it sounds like it's working. So we're going to go with this substitute microphone thing. It feels so good to be back. We have a wonderful program lined up for you, but let's take care of a few business things. First thing, let's do a cell phone check. Everybody go dive in your purses, your pockets, and turn that thing off. We only want messages from the Holy Spirit here for two hours, all right? All right, your steering committee has been very busy reading books and discerning and contacting speakers and scheduling. And I'd just like to take a few minutes to give them a shout out because they do so much for us. I'm going to mention each one. Bob Dering, who does all the, keeps the books, delivers all the books to you. Yes. Tom Hack, who is our webmaster supreme here. Ann Hack is in the back. She's Tom's better half, a wonderful presenter, our church historian. Elizabeth Rouget, she's the one that keeps all those beautiful things on the tables, our feast at the halftime, and she's going to be talking to us after the break about colors and things like that. Martha's back there at the table, our wonderful woman priest, wonderful presenter, idea lady. Anna Grotenhaus is not with us today. She'll be back next week. And we've got our orphan up here, Keith Forrester, in the first row. He brings his gifts of priesthood preparation, knowledge of the church history, and current speakers. And he's our beloved greeter at the door. All right. I am Judith McDermott, and I try to keep the book table current here. And Bob has just reminded me that he's run out of books. So let's talk about that. He ordered 85 books and hand-delivered them. So we're out of books. So would you put your hand up if you don't have a book? Okay, look at this.
1, 2, 3.
I would say you should order 20 more books, 25 more books. Okay, he's going to order them. They'll be here next week. All right. I want to talk about the table that I just mentioned. At one of our steering committee discussions, we decided that we, even though we had cut down on the announcements at the podium, we need to cut down even further. The announcements are taking too much time from the presenter, like I'm doing right now. So here's the new policy. This is our first time with our new policy. If you have an announcement, please bring it in flyer format, add it to the table, and during the break, stand at the table and inform folks of what the flyer says. So it would behoove all of us then to take a look at the table, because there will be very few announcements at the podium now. So keep yourself informed about what's going on by looking at the table. Okay. Should we begin?
Sure.
All right. Let's begin the winter session of the 35th year of Word and Life.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Since its beginning, all right, got it. Since its beginning in 1977, Word and Life has evolved. We've included the past and transcended and gone beyond. We stand on the shoulders of many women who have gone before. Let's just keep in mind a few of those women. I have listed six here. First is Eloine Sotsi, Joanna and Anita's mom. Anita Rapp, or Louise Rapp, Dorothy Fitch, Kenna Hodges, Joanne McGovern, and Irma Nagelund. Women who sat beside and among us each week and are here with us this morning, but on the other side of that Celtic veil that we talked about last time. So given that information, we also wanted to tell you that it has been decided to begin each session with just a minute of silence, just so we can debrief from the morning hubbub. Get into our own sacred space in preparation for the morning, and perhaps today say thanks to those ladies that I just mentioned. We are holy people in a holy place about holy things. Let's take a minute.